This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 503. I am Brian Kilby, and I am inverse coupling the tachyon phase inducer. We're talking about Star Trek Technobabble in pre-show. Briefly.
Yeah, and we're streaming this to you live through the deflector dish.
Very good, Don. Very good. So did we reroute the transphasic inducers through that, or is this more of a, I don't know, I'm just...
No, this is a Holodeck Gone Wild episode, and we're all going to die.
Holodeck Gone Wild would be awesome. Of course, that Gone Wild connotation changed, like, I guess, in the early 2000s, which I guess that's sort of what Barclay goes and does in the holodeck.
With people he knows.
With people he knows.
But this is the Transformers podcast, and I'm XV.
And I'm Brian. Hey, and with me I have Diecast. Hey, Diecast.
Oh, what's going on?
Matt's here. That's something going on.
I am indeed here.
Don?
Matt is always questioning why,
but I am here.
Hey, you're here. And that's Rob laughing there. John, are you here?
Yep.
Guess what? All of us, or most of us, will be here on February 18th, which is Toy Fair. It will be our 8th annual. Eight years in a row that we've done this.
Wow.
That's crazy. Our 8th annual Toy Fair live stream. Diecast will be at the Hasbro event in New York City, like he always is, just capturing photos, news, and everything, just doing an awesome job. We love...
And not on Valentine's Day this year.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I was going to say, you know, he's not going to wind up in the doghouse, we hope.
Yeah. So.
At least not for this.
Yeah.
I think
that'll happen before Toy Fair.
8 years, gosh! I
didn't even realize
it's our biggest event all year. It's our favorite event all year, bigger than what was BotCon, bigger than San Diego Comic Con. Toy Fair is our favorite thing.
I mean, we could make a thing out of SDCC if the stuff didn't all happen on Thursday.
We still could, I guess. I could take the day off from work.
Yeah.
There's nobody else off work to watch it, so
I don't be so sure.
We don't have anybody on site.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Diecast, you want to go to San Diego?
on your own money.
We do get invited to that. Kim wants to go to San Diego Comic Con at least once, so at least 1 year I could be there and do it.
I would love to go at least once just to experience it. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be fun. Yeah. But on Toy Fair, our live stream, we basically stream all day, relatively speaking. We normally start at around 12 noon Eastern time and go at least until like 6 o'clock. And we're just BSing.
Well, we always say we're going to go until like 6 o'clock. It's usually a little bit earlier than that we wrap up. I mean, we spend the whole afternoon, basically.
And we get a chance to hang out with people that we don't talk to normally. It's one long, constant... flowing in and out of people. It's a lot of fun. We BS about toys. We predict what's going on. Once the news hits, we relay that information. Then we, you know, give on-the-go analysis. We analyze after. It's just a blast.
And eventually, we talk to our people on the ground.
This is true. And on
by which I mean Diecast and usually Ant.
Yeah. Hopefully, Ant should be there. Of course, Ant lives in New York, so it's a pretty safe bet that he's going to be there. Maybe we might get some other folks that we know. We should do that. I should hit up my mailing list to see who else is going to be there. And on Sundays, we talk about stuff other than Transformers. We talk about Transformers, too, but we talk about a lot of different stuff. Because more than one thing happens.
And we like things that aren't Transformers, too.
You guys do. I just like Transformers. And G.I. Joe and... wrestling figures and comic books and video games.
Well, like, okay, I guess three of those things you mentioned matter.
Yeah. Hey, anybody get anything new this week? Chris?
Well, it looks like some of us got some Gnaws.
I did.
They're awesome. I got two. Matt, how many more did you get?
Oh, God. Oh, God, you suck so bad.
Wait, are those all the new acquisitions?
Yes, the count is now up to 22.
Oh, God.
And I just now saw Soundwave in the stores for the first time this week. I have yet to see. Well, Matt probably bought mine.
Six of these came from Amazon. Only two of them came from brick and mortar, and I left one behind. There were three there. I bought two. I left one. Oh, I am not that big of a douchebag.
I have two. That's it. I got kickback today, but I haven't opened it yet because I haven't had time to. Because
I got kickback.
My wife's traveling, so I have to tend to all the animals and everything myself. Yeah.
That explains why you disappeared for 25 minutes before we started the show.
That's exactly why. six pets, one is infirmed right now, so it's busy.
Yeah, no, I understand how that goes. The time you spent away makes perfect sense to me. Kickback is, it sure does exist. It's probably the weakest of the Insecticons, which surprises me after Bombshell did nothing to wow me.
Oh, wow.
It's okay as a kickback, but nothing about it feels quite right compared to the other two. It's hard to exactly explain. Rob posted his review today. I'm wondering, I didn't get a chance to look at that yet. I'm wondering if
it's very well done.
Well, thank you. I don't think it's quite as much of a mismatch for the other two in terms of like construction, because it has that same thing of being a little bit more complex than the G1 version, but transforming along the same lines. But the colors are really where it falls down. I'm looking forward to seeing what Takara does with this, because mainly if the yellows were metallic and the wings were silver plastic, I think no matter what shades of purple and yellow you were dealing with, they would all have enough in common to really feel like they were a set. But as it is, they just don't quite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a video review on YouTube for the kickback, and the reviewer said they did the bare minimum. I can't remember who did it, so I apologize for not giving credit. But they said they did the bare minimum to make it look like a kickback, and that was pretty much where they stopped.
I would disagree with that. I'd say it looks very much like kickback. I mean,
it's got all the lines and features of the G1 toy. Like, that part's not really a problem.
Yeah. Hey,
John, what were you about to say?
Oh, I want and kind of expect just a do-over 3-pack from Takara at some point.
I would love that.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
Definitely. Yeah,
I was thinking a Takara 3-pack or even a Platinum, just where they all have matching deco, and I would like to see how they all look together, you know, with that. But yes, the other thing about it that bugs me, though, is the fact that didn't even do that on purpose. The fact that you cannot close the hatch when the Titan Master's sitting in it. It just sits on top. The phrase I use in the review is grasshopper-shaped foot bath.
I would be more annoyed by the fact that it has the Titan Master rumble seat and the other two don't.
See, that kind of doesn't bother me, because they each have a gimmick from their own, you know, specific line and era that the other doesn't. Scrapnel has a mini-con. Bombshell sort of kind of halfway turns into a combiner weapon. And kickback kind of sort of halfway seat to Titan Master.
It doesn't bother me for one stupid reason. As a kid, kickback was the only one I had. And I'm like, why does he have this hatch?
He's the only one I didn't have, actually.
Maybe
you two can solve each other's problem.
Yeah, that's awesome. But like, yeah, so like, I'm like, as a kid, I'm like, why does he have this hatch? And by the time I got the others as an adult, I'm like, oh, well, of course now I know it, so it doesn't, you know. So he's the only one I actually think of as actually having that, so it doesn't bother me so much.
Well, I actually remember going to Brindle's.
I think we're the only ones that knew Brindle's, Don, I think. That wasn't a national chain.
It wasn't, but I remember it was a Saturday with my dad, and he went to go get something, and they had brand new Insecticon Shrapnel, Bombshell, and Kickback on the shelf, and he said, you can buy one, and Kickback was the one that I got.
And Don instantly cried.
No, I like.
But
no,
they
I like
go kickback. Together.
No, my dad let me buy one was, and again, this was when I was 14 or 15 at the time. him letting me buy one was just a shock in and of itself.
Yeah, I think considering that, like, there is no way to enclose a Titan Master in the compartment in kickback. Having the clear plastic is kind of pointless and just takes it away from thematically matching the others. Like, I hadn't thought about it in that context before, but yeah, there's really no reason for this to be clear plastic parts.
except for, you know, 1985. That's pretty much the only reason.
Yeah, but I mean, since the other two don't do that, that just kind of makes it worse.
Yeah.
Anybody else get anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things. I got my Boxo Taobao.
Awesome. This needs to be a recurring segment. What did I cast
it
different Taobao
this week?
It is a
recurring segment. What are you talking about? Every
formally.
Week?
Formally. Its name is Chemo?
I don't know. What is that? Yeah, I guess. It's the upscaled Throttlebots by Weijiang.
Its name is Chemo. That is terrible. Yeah.
Exquisite model Chemo, no less.
The only thing I'm really confused about is I just got the Centerbot
so
as
awful.
Well. And which is wide load. And he's a big bot. And but he didn't come with the hands and feet, and I don't think any of the other ones came with the hands and feet. So I'm not really sure how I'm gonna combine
if
these.
You can find the models for it, I'll 3D print it for you.
Yeah.
Hey, now Diecast, just to give you warning, I'm not sure how if it's just basically a one up or two up version. Wide load is not an easy figure. It took me about an hour and a half to get him from vehicle mode to robot mode, torso mode.
It's so not worth that effort.
Wow.
And basically, he's probably almost as complicated as the middle of Intimidator was, that fans project Motormaster. And that was a nightmare.
For something that doesn't even fit in, that is just not worth it at all.
And then the other thing I got was Perceptor.
Oh, nice.
Which
nice.
I can't get in close enough, but he's making that fish face that young kids make where they suck in their cheeks, and I just don't get it. It's
duck face? That's duck face, right?
Not quite.
We used to call it fish face, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not young.
Like you fish face.
It's really strange. It's a really strange head sculpt or face sculpt. So I got Perceptor. And I got Cup, which has a problem. His legs are basically the whole side of the car.
Oh, no, wow.
So it doesn't, if you tab it in all the way in the front, the back end likes to pop apart, which I think is going to be an everybody issue, not just this particular figure. Not just the one I have in my hands. So what I'm doing is I'm leaving the Titan Master. There's two pegs here on the back that you can attach a Titan Master to, and it holds it together. So I'm just leaving his Headmaster on the back, and I'm hoping that after I leave it like this for a little bit, maybe it'll naturally just stay without popping apart.
It could.
So
I guess
that's
going to
be my test. I'm going to leave that overnight.
You can put it in the microwave.
That's true.
Yeah, boiling would probably be better in this case.
Or a heat
and
gun.
And then the other really nice one.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Top Spin.
God, I'm jealous.
Is he everything I hope for?
Yes.
Oh, God,
yes,
that's beautiful.
He is. And he's big. Like, I don't know if you can tell. Like, I'll put him next to Perceptor. And he's a big bot. So I really like him. Really nice. And I just put the review up for him, too. So when you're done listening to the show, whether it's live or recorded, go over to the YouTube channel RFC Reviews, and you can see Topspin.
That just made me update the episode description for this week. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I try to write I try to do the description before we record, and I'm usually like 90% of the way there. That was a worthy addition. Thank you.
Did you get Broadside by chance, Diecast?
No. Believe it or not, the cheapest I could find him was like $40.
Ugh.
And I was like, yeah, it's, I was like, I'll wait.
If the jet mode was a something better, maybe.
Oh, also, these were actually like, there was nothing on these that told me they were factory rejects. So I was pretty happy about that.
Lucky draw this week, I guess.
And it looks like they redid the ports that hold the Titan Master in head mode. They're a lot tighter on all three, so it looks like they kind of maybe revised it for this wave.
Cool.
Because they work a lot better.
So, like, Taobao seems so awesome, but I'm just too stupid to actually go in and figure out how to use it. So it's probably best for my wallet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've always figured. It's easiest. Like, I figure if there's something I gotta have bad enough, Diecast will probably not mind occasionally middlemanning me something, because I think he is a middleman too. And that's how I got my Starscream test shot.
Yay!
Anybody Diecast else? Is currently middlemanning me something.
Let me know how I present Diecast.
What's he getting you?
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay, anybody else get anything? My wife gave me her old iPad. That's kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. That's sad. Hey, before we get into This Week in History, I do want to remind everybody that Jolanta is coming up March 10th, 11th, and 12th. Most of us will be there, and hopefully, and it's going to be a blast. Botlanta is the Transformers track at Jolanta this year. We're going to have lots of awesome panels. We're going to have at least two or three. Right now, it's looking like there may be some Transformers-specific merchandise for sale over and above the Jolanta dealer room. But even if that doesn't materialize, there's still the pretty awesome Jolanta dealer room to buy from. But there's going to be lots of Transformers stuff, including a panel by Derek Yaniger, who is the artist who designed all of the character models for Transformers G2. So that's pretty cool. So that'll be awesome. We'll be there. Again, March 10th, 11th, and 12th. Go to jolanta.org for more information. It's going to be a blast. Okay, This Week in History. I love this. 1988, Children All Over Japan Cries, the Headmaster's Episode 24, Ultra Magnus Dies, airs for the first time. In spoiler, Ultra Magnus dies. I forgot. They don't give the actual episode title at the beginning of the show, Headmasters, do they?
Oh, they give the episode title at the end of the preview for this episode in the previous episode.
Okay, so that's awesome. So,
yeah, they were very Toei about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Toei produced the Headmasters.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that
so yes, water. They were very Toei about that.
And oh my god, this makes me feel old already. 2012, Transformers Robots in Disguise number 1 is released by IDW. 5 years. Dang.
And shortly after, we learned that robot politics is something we actually wanted in our fandom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I still miss it.
Well, that's what we have Till All Are One for, because that's basically the successor to Robot Politics.
I need to catch up on my reading.
Me too. I'm back like I'm a year behind. And I'm like a year and a half behind on Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, who cares about that? That's Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so...
That's actually like the one Marvel book I like.
Yeah. Okay, so we've been wondering where the toy leaks are. Hey, here they are. At least...
but these are toy leaks that don't offend us. So
because they're last night. They're last night toy leaks. Those are important.
Actually, a couple of these are literally from last night.
Mm-hmm. a guy named Dan Lee on Facebook posted these photos, including Bumblebee, Barricade, somebody named Berserker, and anybody else? Here's Bumblebee. Let me pull this up.
Oh, I'm shocked Bumblebee looks like that.
Okay, so Bumblebee is just a retool of the Age of Extinction Deluxe.
With almost no paint.
He is so yellow.
And, you know, we, XB and I were actually talking to Eric Crownover and a couple other people on Twitter this afternoon.
Hey,
and the conclusion I have come to about this is they picked this particular Bumblebee mold because the car is just, you know, hanging off the back. It's the easiest to reshell with the current model of Camaro.
Makes sense. So Berserker looks like the Predator.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But he looks like the Predator. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, and what was that?
Seems to be the successor to Crankcase from Dark of the Moon.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he was the black SUV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he does appear to be a new mold from what we're seeing.
I like the X across his chest or whatever it's supposed to be.
Oh, and he's still a black SUV. Okay.
When I was writing the news post for this, I could not remember Crankcase's name, so I had to go on the wiki to look it up, and while I was there, I was able to check between the new photos and the photos they have of Crankcase to determine that yes, this is a new mold. That's just the same design.
Was Crankcase? I didn't remember. He was a police vehicle.
Yeah, I think
a
police SUV.
He was just. I think he was just a black SUV.
Because this is a police vehicle, just like Barricade.
Yeah.
Well, now was one of them called Dreads? That was also the black SUV.
The Dreads are the subgroup that this body style belongs to.
Okay. Do we think, are these supposed to be the final colors, or is this a test shot?
I think these are retail samples.
I do not like Barricade's colors.
So in the one article, the color accuracy does not look to me to be particularly good. In the other one, it doesn't look so weird.
It's just, he's so blue.
Yeah. Well, the okay, so I happen to, you know, be up close to the Barricade police car that's actually going to be used in the movie, and it is quite blue.
Dang it.
Model. So okay. It's accurate.
Okay. It's still a Celine Mustang. Is that?
The actual car is a Mustang. This seems to lose some of the Mustang elements a little bit. So they may not have secured the Mustang license for the toy line this time.
That's why they use this. Like, never mind. I don't know. I'm talking about Diecast is the car guy.
No, but if you remember, in Revenge of the Fallen, there was the Sideways character, which was, I forget what the specific model was, but they didn't license that car likeness, so the toy was its own kind of made-up mishmash of car elements.
Well, they should have gone the car...
the general...
They should have gone the car robots direction, just, you know...
Just do it and hope nobody notices?
Exactly.
And then when the recolor comes out, it has the big branding marks on it because somebody did notice.
Yep. Nobody's going to notice this stuff. Okay.
Well, lesson learned.
Lesson learned. Let's see. What else? Barricade, Premier Edition, branding going farther than we thought. What's this about?
Okay, so me and Rob have different ideas about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are your different... What is that?
My suspicion is that Premier Edition is still going to be like a first edition thing where it's like an early assortment before the normal street date. Whereas Rob believes that Premier Edition may be what the generation style movie toys are going to be branded as across the board. That's, I think both positions have equal merit, and we'll just have to wait and see which one turns out to be right.
Yeah, we've
look
seen
at that. They're using the same boxes, or they're trying to make it similar to like the Black Series packaging.
Yeah, that's what's led me to believe it's going to be.
Oh, crap, you know, you're right.
It's going to be the branding for like the premium line. That, and I believe some of the listings that leaked like last week or the week before also had like a whole list of things marked as premiere.
So
yeah, I'm thinking that this is what takes the place of Generations, which would, I think, didn't some of those listings have the deluxes for like $20 a piece?
Mm.
I don't recall that. We had the price tag last week for the Voyagers that was $30.
If they have more paint apps, I'd pay it.
But yeah, I swear we got some kind of, you know, idea that the deluxes were going to be up to 20, and if they're moving everything in line with Black Series and Marvel Legends, that would make sense.
So when I saw this, I was thinking Voyager, then I was thinking like the Evasion Mode Optimus that came out for Age of Extinction, because it was in a box similar to this, but it was also a Voyager, not a deluxe. So yeah, it didn't even register that this is like Marvel Legends and Black Edition. That is really neat.
Yeah, that's why I think Rob's idea has merit also. The Premier Edition is what I'm kind of hanging up on, where it seems like that's what you would call an early release thing to like drive to generate interest in the line coming up in May when it actually starts.
I like it.
But I figure either way, they'll tell us about that at Toy Fair next month.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
3 weeks away. Let's see here. So Power of the Primes officially begins 2 days ago.
Yep.
Details on polling. So how are they doing the polling? I've got the emails. I just never read them. I'll be honest.
Well, there's three categories, honor, order, and chaos, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you vote for one character out of each of those selections. And then on the 27th, I want to say, somewhere late in the month, they're going to announce the results of that round of polling. And then they'll go on to finals voting and they'll reveal the winner at Toy Fair.
I'll be honest with you. Once the email came from Hasbro, and I'm like, oh, they're doing this through like the website and the Facebook group, not unlike they would do in the past, where each website or outlet would have its own voting. Once I knew that was the case, I don't even read these emails anymore. That makes me terrible, but it's honest. I'm totally honest about it. I'm like, okay.
But no, I went ahead with this and I voted for Hound in the honor category just because why is Hound even there? And in the other two, I went with Optimus Primal, who for some reason is chaos, and then Star Saber for order because I just basically voted for the people I'd like to see new generations toys of.
I did kind of the same thing in terms of how I pick to I'd vote for, so I went with Deathsaurus. Because it'd be interesting to see a new Generations toy specifically for that character. I also did RC because I'd like to see a new, better Generations RC. Maybe more based on the comic book design, which I like a lot.
Is this over because there's like a check mark on that contender selection box? I can't check anything.
Yeah, me neither.
So, interesting. So I can't do Jack here, so that's done. No, it's over.
I voted for Hound because I think it's the only possibly interesting choice. And Deathsaurus because... why not? And what's the last category? I don't know. I didn't vote for Optimus Primal because screw Beast Wars.
I have my finger hovering over the drop button. Okay, so I was actually having a conversation in person with some friends earlier this year, like over New Year's, about Deathsaurus and how back in the day there'd be people who would get violently angry if you called him Deathsaurus or Deathosaurus instead of Dezaris. And, you know, look, screw you people who thought that back in the day, because it's Deathsaurus, officially, says Hasbro. Okay, just getting that out there. That was 20 years ago, and I'm still angry about that. Sorry.
I thought the most recent release, I thought what the Lyo Kaiser box had it is Deathsaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other places, it's Deathsaurus. So okay. It's option. You can call it Deathsaurus. It's Deathsaurus. Deathsaurus. Okay. Let's see here.
He's still angry about it.
I'm still angry about it. It's sad that I can, like, not give a crap about something that happened yesterday, but, like, an argument that I would have on Altoids Transformers in 1998 still pisses me off to this day.
Oh, I have a few of those.
Okay, let's see what else we got going on. Figure King Magazine number 228 has photos of MP38, Optimus Primal, and I'm not getting it. Oh, but also the EX Headmasters as well.
Is that going to be a set? Is that,
or... yeah, it's a six pack, which is going to first be offered at Wonderfest, which happens the Sunday of Toy Fair weekend, actually. And then a few days later, it's going to be offered for sale at Cybertron satellite retail locations in Japan and maybe Takaratomi Mall.
So we're not going to be able to get our hands on this, most likely.
Not easily. Or cheaply.
The only one I really want is I want that Grimlock.
Interesting
head.
That
I want them all.
I find it interesting that they didn't include the Cerebro's head sculpt in here.
Well for the if same, you look, there's also the
same,
no...
I think you're going to say the same thing. Go ahead.
No Decepticons?
Oh, I was going to say no Highbrow.
Yeah, no Highbrow, no Decepticons, no Cerebro. So there's the second set.
Well, Skytread's in there, so there's one Decepticon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean the show Decepticons.
Oh yeah. It's nice.
Another set, perhaps?
Easily.
Why? What is it with Takara and making these freaking Headmaster sets like so expensive?
Yeah, really.
Dang it.
There's a Brawn, Gilby.
I know, and it's beautiful.
I mean, from Takara's perspective, this isn't the problem because anybody in Japan can order from Takaratomi Mall without a problem. You know, a lot of people in metropolitan areas have access to a Cybertron satellite participating retailer. And people can go to Winter Wonderfest that one Sunday it's open. You know, they're not considering how people on the other side of the Pacific Ocean are going to get these things.
And I love how the box, you can see both the face sculpt and the
windows on both sides. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Brian just wants that Brawn head.
Yeah, I do. That's gorgeous. I love that.
I guess it's so specifically taken with the Grimlock head, though, since it's like 90% the same as Clobber.
But he's got more paint on him on the robot mode, doesn't it?
Also, it's black. Also, it's black rather than gunmetal, and yeah. I would prefer that myself in terms of the Grimlock head.
That looks nice. Okay, what else we got going on this week?
Bananas.
Bananas. Oh yeah.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Is that actually what it's going to come with? Or
that appears to be the Hasbro Asia bonus for movie Optimus Primal, which is what they're calling MP38. So,
and I think we explained this before, but Optimus Primal was always looking for his bananas.
Yes,
mm-hmm. In Japan. Pardon me, Beast Convoy was always looking for his bananas.
Where's my bananas?
So yes, the Hasbro basically. Asia release of MP32 came with the diecast mace.
In a banana box.
The original toy. So the MP38, which is toy accurate, comes with a bunch of bananas, which is connected to the cartoon Optimus Primal.
Of course.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
I've never seen
that's the Beast nuts. Wars.
I've never seen the Beast Wars second movie. Does he actually like finally get a hold of the bananas in that or something?
No.
No. Not okay. that I remember. That would have been their one chance too. They didn't take it.
That needs to be part of the show. This week we talk about bananas.
Yeah. Okay, so context. I got to remember there are people
My lock seeds are up here.
There are people who aren't even alive when that happened. So I would listening right now. So it basically Beast Wars and Beast Wars Metals were two series that came out in Japan that were based literally on Beast Wars seasons
they
1-3. They were the dubs. And the Beast Wars 2nd movie was an original animated film based on Beast Wars 2nd, which was an original series, where Lyo Convoy basically got to team up with Optimus Primal to save the universe. And I have to remember, there are people watching and listening who were not alive.
Do we have to remember that?
Sometimes we do. Not for us, but for them. Okay. Okay, so going back here, what else we got? What else is going to make me feel old? Robots in Disguise, Crash Combiner.
I don't think the Robots in Disguise stuff is going to make you feel old. That's all too new.
So it's $15, it looks like. I thought it was going to be more than that. But
Crash Combiners are $15. Those are the two-pack combiner sets.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it reminds you of Energon, then you can feel old.
I kind of like Power Linksing. I thought that was a pretty cool gimmick, honestly.
It was a neat idea that was only executed well in a handful of toys.
This is true. Let's see here. I thought we got where's the story about, the promotional artwork. So the Robots in Disguise combiner team, revealed potentially in promo artwork. Except for being a big bumblebee, I kind of like it.
Well, it's not just a big bumblebee.
That's the head.
It's a big bumblebee and strong arm and sideswipe and Grimlock.
And Grimlock's the legs.
Yep. He's the biggest one, so that makes sense.
So do we think, based on this, that you have to break Grimlock in two, or is he going to, is he going to split? Like, how is this going to work?
My guess would be that the tail will probably become the thighs and pelvis.
What, Don?
Yeah, you got the most to work with there.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was looking at this. There was a Power Rangers Zord from Wild Force in which the Rhino actually split apart the Isis Megazord, and the Rhino split apart and became the legs and the torso. So I'm thinking they can probably do, like you're saying, the same thing, is the figure is going to basically like unfold, and the legs will unfold from each end, and the torso will be the center of Grimlock, and it'll unfold down into the legs. So something along those lines.
It's possible.
Sure.
It's
worth remembering that with the way the Robots in Disguise line works, you don't get one figure that does everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got Warrior Class figures that are the posable, transforming, normal ones. We got the like Crash Combiners that have the same characters that are very basic transformations and almost no posability that do the gimmick. So probably when this Autobot Combiner comes out, it'll be some kind of gimmick platform and probably not have, you know, all the individual modes and features. So we're probably looking at a little bit simpler than I would be surprised if Grimlock has like a robot body
or a soul.
You know, probably all these will be vehicle to combine mode
to make it
work at a reasonable price point. I'm sorry, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm pretty sure we'll see this at Toy Fair. So make sure you watch us live.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and while he's mentioning that, make sure to follow us on Instagram at TF Podcast, also Twitter and Facebook. But we are going to make sure that we have our Toy Fair photos that we post live on Instagram at this year. Because, you know, again, it's only like a million times bigger than Twitter, and we forget that because we're old.
Yeah.
I want to jump back to the previous story for a second because there's something I've been thinking about.
Okay.
That the Crash Combiners, the thing that says Drag Strip and Wild Break, I'm wondering if that is describing two different sets. Because if it could be two different sets of Stunicons, because the second one could be a combination of Wild Rider and Breakdown.
I think, here's my theory, Wild Break is a new trademark name for Wild Rider.
Okay.
Because Wild Break is a hell of a lot better than Breakneck for that. Well, and yes. If you look at the Combiner Team story, there's the promotional artwork for something like a Menasor, but those team Combiners are only four units, so if you rule out Breakdown, who was a different person in this universe, you know, this falls on from Prime, so Breakdown's dead and was not a Lamborghini. You know, Wild Break would be basically the combination functionally of Wild Rider and Breakdown, so call it Wild Break.
That makes sense.
That's cool. My guess.
Okay, cool. So we have new in-hand photos of Titans Return, Sky Shadow, Brawn, and Roadburn. God, I really want that Roadburn.
Unfortunately, Sky Shadow is looking better and better to me with every set of photos I see.
Unfortunately, does that mean because you have to buy it now?
I'm hesitant to own it twice.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a leader
class,
right? I
want Overlord.
Right?
I didn't really want to have to get Sky Shadow.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I still don't understand why we're getting the character that is obviously not meant to be per se, even though it does work. First, I'm just not sure what they're trying to.
Didn't we money. theorize about this a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it still doesn't make any sense to me.
It does to me.
Oh, okay,
are you gonna buy it? Are you gonna buy the if Octane came out before?
If you wanted Overlord and you got Overlord first, would you then buy the repaint?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the point.
Or would you buy the repaint first to get a new mold to play with and then get the character you want as well?
Okay. Yeah, I guess. That's true.
You know, it's not like a 100% successful thing done because obviously it's not working on you. Now, my result is being worn down on this because it looks really nice and I want the new mold. But, like, you know, it will work with enough people to get them to double dip or they might not have otherwise.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to get I'm just saying with the fans having wanted Overlord for so long.
Well, that's what they're counting on. But the fans have wanted Overlord so long, they will wait an extra wave to be able to get it, but still buy Sky Shadow first.
Buy Black Shadow to get the new toy.
That's true. My brain's not working right. Did we get a Brawn during Combiner Wars? We didn't,
no,
did
no.
we? Okay. So this is the first one since, not counting GDO, it's the first one since...
Since the Titan Master.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Titan Master.
Yeah, I'm not counting that.
Since 2008, then?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old Legends scale.
Yeah, old Universe Legends.
Brawn looks nice. I love this. He's short.
For a second, I was like, oh, we can use our Titan Master head for this figure. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
No, but people have said that the Titan Master can stay inside Brawn's body when it transforms.
So you
could put Titan Master Brawn inside and just have him ride around in it like the mech suit.
I was thinking Godmaster. Not Godmaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brainmaster?
Brainmaster. Thank you. Like Star Saber.
Yeah, Brainmaster Brawn.
Definitely not Breast Force.
Brain of Brawn.
Okay, I'm still trying to get. There's so many thumbs here. So this came from a site called ToyPeople.com. I've never heard of that before. Have they posted anything?
I haven't heard of it before either.
No.
Okay, Sky Shadow. Dang, it looks so nice.
I'm gonna hold out because I'm probably going to end up with this as Overlord and probably going to end up with it again as Thunderwing. So.
I'm gonna point out something here. These look an awful lot like press photos from Hasbro.
No, I think it's just good photography.
Okay. Because darn, they are... Well, okay, I see shadows. Well, no, the press photos have shadows on them.
Some of them have shadows. Some of them are a little bit overexposed in a way that, you know, professional studio photos wouldn't be.
Okay. God, the colors on Sky Shadow are... The red and the canopy, that is just freaking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
God,
yeah,
that looks so nice!
Yeah, I kind of hate it a lot.
Dang, this is beautiful. Okay, so people watching live, people listening to the podcast, go to the show notes. It'll be at tfradio.net/503 and follow along because these are gorgeous.
To Rob's point, though, I'm not entirely convinced they will turn this into Thunderwing if we get a Thunderwing, like, as a result of the Power of the Prime thing. I think they will go for, like, an original mold, maybe more based on the IDW interpretation, which has always been super toyetic.
Yeah, I mean...
Could be.
I mean, honestly, at leader class, I'm surprised they're doing Sky Shadow 1. It seems like they would... squeeze something else.
That's a specific desire on the part of the design team to represent IDW's Phase 6 characters, which is Six Shot, Overlord, and Sky Shadow. Black Shadow.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I guess
so. It's a specific lineup of characters that they're going for, and there's with, I mean, these molds,
and they're clearly selling it to fans because kids don't give a crap about that.
Yep.
Okay, what else we got going on? Hallmark.
Before we move on, though, I just want to point out the trash combiners have been hitting retail, and I was really happy to see at my local store two whole pegs of them come in, and within a week, down to one unit left. So, like, the Robots in Disguise stuff has sold through really fast, the new Combiner Force stuff.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that. Now you may continue.
Okay, so I haven't read this one, so... Hallmark Itty Bitties at Transformers, G1, Optimus Prime, Megatron, Soundwave, and Bumblebee. So what's an itty bitty? Oh god, it's that.
It's a stuffed animal, it looks like.
It's a little plush in the I think I described it in the story as in the stylized minimal effort school of Funko Pops and the like.
But plush.
Yeah, but plush.
Yeah. Not buying
it. Not my thing.
Not my thing. Okay,
so how is it that Optimus Prime and Megatron are all happy and Soundwave looks evil?
Because he's Soundwave.
Soundwave, you know, is the basis of the Decepticon symbol, so he should look evil.
Actually, I may take this back because I do love the cute little smile on Megatron's face. That may actually become my new avatar on Twitter. Not lying. In fact, I'm going to do that in the next 3 minutes. Saving. Okay, good. Jack doesn't make it where this gets blocked. If I wanted to save it off the site, that's going on my Twitter. Okay, so let's see here. What else we got going on? Oh, Optimus Prime. That's even better. Sorry. I mean, just people watching live, just look at this. It's so freaking cute. He's a little Optimus Prime. He's got a little smile on his face.
What's the price point on these things? Does anybody know?
It better be like $5.
Like $8 a piece. $7, $8, somewhere.
All right. Okay. At least it's not terrible.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
they're about like 4 inches tall each or thereabouts.
Hey, you know what? I want to thank you out there for using our Amazon links at tfradio.net/Amazon, because every time you use that, Amazon sends back a little bit to help us pay for the show, and we really need that. So please help us out, tfradio.net/Amazon.
All right, Brian.
Yes.
Did you tell them about our new trick that we found out?
Oh, crap. Yes. Okay. So do this. One thing. If you are not already, make sure that you sign up for Amazon Prime. It's the best thing ever. And you can actually do that through tfradio.net/Prime, all lowercase, tfradio.net/Prime. And Diecast, what can you do through Prime?
You can actually pre-order games. And if you're a Prime member, they automatically take 20% off. Which is, like, ridiculous. So you're getting a $60 game for, like, $42?
$48,
yeah.
I've already taken advantage of that twice this week. Yeah. I pre-ordered Zelda for the Nintendo Switch, and I somehow managed to pre-order it, even though it came out, Dragon Quest VIII, because I forgot that was coming out. So I actually got it for the pre-order price after it was released.
Nice.
It's so awesome. tfradio.net/prime, sign up for Amazon Prime, and then do all your game pre-orders through tfradio.net/Amazon, or go to tfradio.net and click on the Amazon link. Again, Amazon doesn't charge you anymore, but they send back a little bit to help us pay for expenses, and man, this actually is pretty expensive.
And if it's a pre-order, Amazon will have it at your house the day it comes out.
Yeah,
so
generally speaking, not always. So I have my Switch pre-ordered through Walmart, and I have my Zelda pre-ordered through Amazon. So hopefully,
let's see which one you get first.
I bet it's going to be Zelda. So we'll see. tfradio.net/Amazon. If you're looking for Transformers stuff, again, if you haven't already bought Lyo Kaiser, he's like $82 right now. tfradio.net/Lyo Kaiser, totally worth that. And I picked up my kickback on Amazon. It was like $14.95, which is a little more than I'd want to pay, but they actually had it in stock, and I was able to actually get it next day. So I, you know, justified the extra little cost. That's actually how I probably will get my next two Gnaws, because the last time I checked, they have Gnaw in stock.
Mm-hmm. Better get them before Matt does.
True.
Or me.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, let me see if they still have them. Oh, yeah. Okay. $15.99 Prime shipping. Only 17 left in stock. So,
Matt, you better get moving.
That price is a little high.
It is.
Because there's only 17 left in stock. It's an algorithm thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so tfradio.net/Amazon. We really appreciate everything that you out there do. People definitely support this, and I check it every day. So I know people out there are doing it. Thank you for doing it. Tell your friends. We would appreciate it. Okay, so jumping to third-party news. I think my second favorite story all year is in here. So we'll talk about that second, though. We have our first look at Toy World's ginormous masterpiece-scaled, not Bruticus. It's big.
Just what we need, another Bruticus.
But what's wrong with Choice, Diecast? What's wrong with Choice?
No, it's fine. I'm glad it's coming out. I'm really happy. I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I just worry for the health of these organizations. I mean, how many people are going to buy this? It looks awesome. But if they sell, say, conservatively, if they sell 250 units of this, as much as this is going to cost, 250 units, I think I don't think that's completely unreasonable. Do they break even on that? Do they make money on that?
I mean, they must. They're still doing it.
Like, on a wildly popular unit, there might be a few thousand?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
Now, Diecast, didn't you get that Devastator?
No.
The Toy World Devastator?
No, I didn't get the Toy World one. I got
the Generation Toy?
Generation Toy one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's understandable how you would get confused about the Devastators.
For a second, though, I thought that was Hulky, and I'm like, oh, no.
The thing that is really frustrating me with some of this stuff, like the Warbitron Bruticus, you pay, a lot of money for, and then they upscale it and release it for like $70 for the whole set. So it's kind of like, I kind of want to stay away from third party just because I'm scared it's going to get KO'd and upscaled and be like, one-sixth of the price.
I mean,
that's why I'm waiting for somebody to upscale Lord Scorpion.
That'd be nice.
I want upscale 25%.
I want the size I want for cheaper. That's pretty much all I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, certain things I'll buy from certain companies. I have Downbeat on the way. I'll have it Friday. And I'm really excited about that. That's the masterpiece, not Jazz, from Make Toys. But some of these, if they got scaled up and I could get them for a lot cheaper, like that Warbitron, I would totally consider it. I'm still considering that Warbitron, but not enough to actually do it.
Well, like ordering Downbeat, I think is, fairly safe. Somebody might knock that off and upscale it to go with like, the Wajang Prime and Sideswipe. But if you're not worried about that, no big deal.
I want to go with my Masterpiece toys.
Exactly. But upscaling combiners makes a little more sense. So I think third parties are more likely to do that.
So we've seen all these weird behaviors from third parties. Like figuring, selling stuff in two parts, hint, hint, or like all the stuff they're doing. So maybe there's going to be like a cold war between between the third party companies and the people that knock them off. So like hopefully the next third party combiner that comes out will be like 8 feet tall. And that's like a message like, screw you, upscale this. It's not going to happen. So I would love to see that. Maybe not.
I want to see a third party take on something like Gigantic Action Scorponok, but do it as combiner limb pieces.
Oh, that would
they
be
don't
sweet.
Transform. They're just sold as individual limb parts, and you can, plug them together when you have the whole set and have a gigantic rotocast vinyl combiner.
And you have to wait months and months for each piece to come out.
That would be great. I would love that. Instead of getting it in one go for $75.
Each limb costs as much as the Generation Toy Devastator in its entirety did.
So I got that Scorponok for $75. I think I paid more in shipping.
You did. You did. We talked about this in the past, and just knowing how EMS works, you had to have paid more in shipping.
But it's so nice. It is so nice.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And he can go in the bathtub with you, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So
I think Scorponok. What?
Knock off upscaled broadside. There you go.
Boom. Done.
How about knock off upscaled Legends Gnaw?
Oh, no.
Gnaw is perfect.
I like that size.
Yes.
It is really cute. He is really freaking awesome. I need more. Okay. Speaking of something I don't need more of, Planet X's third party unofficial Trypticon. This is sold in two parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not that big. I don't get it.
I don't either.
And it's kind of big. Those Seekers, they're Voyager scale.
But it's also like the Fall of Cybertron design. Actually, like with that black background, I'm losing like where things are in this photo. Like,
yeah, I think I kind of alluded to that when I was writing the article about this.
So this is the head.
It kind of looks leader scale almost. Like it doesn't look like I'm with Brian on this one. It doesn't look that big.
So, like, if you assume that they're not, clearly, but if you look at those Seekers and think they're the Deluxes, you're going to look at this and think that this is a piece of crap.
I still think of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not the biggest fan of the Fall of Cybertron Trypticon design.
I don't have a problem with the toy. I just don't like the design. I'm certain it's a fine toy. It's just,
it probably is.
It's just not, oh gosh, it looks like, what is that, a Romulan bird of prey, sort of?
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see Star Trek ship.
Yeah, the alt mode I was more getting like a Breen vibe off of.
I could see that, yeah. So it looks, for what it is, it looks nice and it captures what it's trying to be. I just don't want it what it's trying to capture.
Yeah, it's trying to capture your money.
Yeah.
One piece at a time.
Yeah. One piece at a time.
I get the Omega Supreme being in two parts because it's sort of two things. I don't get this at all.
No, this is the one that started the trend, and it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It has to be a confession to the retailers.
Yeah, just it's not my thing.
You know, honestly, I feel like, judging by the size from the pictures, it's overpriced.
It could be. I mean, buildings, like, there may be levels of complexity to it that we can't get from photos like this that are probably leading to the price.
So, in the chat, Benjamin Yoon said a Riemann Scimitar.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, maybe so.
Yeah. You'd have to think back to Nemesis for that, though.
Yeah,
right?
I prefer not to do that.
Which is exactly.
Yeah, please no. Please no.
And Sky Streaker says it kind of looks like a Zoid, and I get that too.
I love Zoids, so yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of the can't even think of it now. It's not the
Gojulis.
No. Anyway, that's not even important. What I was going to say, though, is there may be complexity to this Trypticon we can't really grasp from photos at stage, but taking this alongside something like the Fans Toys Omega Supreme, which we have every evidence of being
huge,
gigantically, ridiculously huge, yes, there does seem to be a loss of value comparing one to the other.
Yeah. I mean, this honestly looks like Unicron size, like the Hasbro Energon Unicron size. That's what I see this being.
Maybe bigger than that.
I don't know. I think he's pretty close. Just if those jets are Voyager size, I think that's an apt comparison.
It probably is. I mean, there's probably a lot of mass to it. It's just, you know, the dinosaur posture takes away from its height. And I'm thinking of the Death Soarer, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be. Or possibly Berserk Fuhrer.
Berserk Fuhrer. That's an awesome name.
Now, the Death Soarer was the really big dinosaur-y one, not one of the Genosaur family.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But the other thing, though, is if splitting it up like that was a concession to retailers, that is something that would concern me, because it's like, okay, we're not willing to take a risk on the, you know, full cost of the item. That means if the first half doesn't sell as well as they want, you may never see the second one.
But the
thing
is,
I've been saying.
The thing is, though, like with the Omega Supreme, didn't they put pre-orders for both halves up simultaneously?
Yeah. Are they doing that in this case?
Yes.
Okay, that's something.
You know, which still makes it kind of weird. On a more positive note with this, though, I like the way those Seeker recolors look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've always liked that Seeker design.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have.
I mean, what do retailers do if they don't get any pre-orders for this?
Cry.
Yeah.
Actually, no, the manufacturer cries. The retailers just say, yeah, so no thanks.
I'm just picturing them shipping these over on two different boats and one of them goes down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, don't worry. That was the joke Fans Project played with their Glacial Lords.
Yeah, Glacial Lords.
Yeah, yeah, but luckily they'll find the Korean version in a warehouse. Right.
I thought that was a really, like, the Glacial Lords had a lot of good ideas behind them, and it's just a shame nobody cared.
Yeah. okay, so Transform Mission, M01E, Powertrain Unofficial Motor Master. When I first read this, I read Unofficial Micromasters, and I was like, yes, finally.
I know.
But Unofficial Motor Master, new photos. I don't, it does not work for me. I don't see Motor Master so much.
Yeah, the head
is the IW redesign is the thing.
Yeah.
I never really cared for this design of the Stunicons myself.
Person
it doesn't look like a bad really figure at all.
No, I mean, it looks kind of cool.
Not aesthetically pleasing to me.
There's so much going on with it. It's just, it's distracting.
I do like the way they handled the transformation of the truck cab into the legs.
Yeah.
Rather than just being his toes.
Still looks better than the Fans Project Crossfire Motor Master, who's Intimidator. We were just talking about that a little while ago.
I do like the feet. I do like that a lot. I'm not buying it.
No.
Does this actually combine with something, supposedly?
Yeah, there's a team of Stunticons.
I think two of them are already out. Yeah,
two of them have come out.
Vehicle mode looks great. It looks really good, but that's...
The Stunticons to go with this are M01A through D.
That numbering scheme is so dumb.
And from what I've heard, this is the Warbitron / Generation Toy group.
Ah.
So.
Okay, let's see here. What else we got going on? Okay, so Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, this week we have a promotional video for Takara's 10th anniversary movie, The Best series. Also, gallery screen caps from that.
But watch the video because they do a lot of the really cool Takara, you know, stop motion transformation stuff.
Oh, I haven't so looked at that yet. I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching the video.
Okay.
But we also have the image gallery if you just want to take a look at the pictures.
Yeah. XB has reviewed Optimus Prime issue number 3, which is out this week. And it's a really good issue, and I'm just really happy with the one panel of Thundercracker expressing enthusiasm for Hawaiian shirts. And also, today I have finally posted the last of my Titans Return Wave 3 Legends reviews of Kickback. So that is what is on T-Formers this week.
Awesome. Okay, very so nice. On the network this week... I'm super excited about this. We have Take 4 Wrestling, episode 23. It's Ric Flair versus Hulk Hogan in the WWF. For those who like wrestling and wondered why that never happened when Ric Flair was in the WWF, it did, just not on TV. We talk about the Madison Square Garden house show that appeared on, which is on the WWE Network. Also on the show, my co-host JT Hogg, who is a professional wrestler himself, describes his experience with WWE catering. Actually eating, because people talk about the catering that WWE has, and we have two, maybe two and a half stories about wrestling bears. Yes, wrestling bears. TFRadio.net.
Half a story about wrestling a bear does not sound like it ends very well.
I know, right? Like
more the bear.
Like this, like the second story kind of trails off into a third story, but it's just like one long string of thought. It's awesome. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek worst case scenario.
It sure was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That was an episode
of Voyager.
Of that one episode of Star Trek.
If somebody podcasts with a case of wine in them, listen to that one episode of Star Trek and find out.
Nice. Okay. We also have Being Awesome with Rob Springer, Botlanta, Power Rangers, and Voltron. That's what Rob talks about this week. And actually, since last week's episode of RSC, we were catching up on Take 4 Wrestling. We had another episode of where we talked about WWF Old School, which featured Ric Flair versus Rowdy Roddy Piper. You can find all of that at tfradio.net and subscribe to those shows on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you subscribe. On my Amazon device, I use an app called Dog Catcher. That's great. There's Podcast Addict. There's a lot of great places. And you can go to tfradio.net, and each show description has the link to download. It's pretty awesome.
And Brian, isn't RFC on a brand new platform for us that you just got up and running a few weeks ago?
Oh, on our Roku channel. Yes, Don. Thank you, Don. Great job, Don. I thank you for that. Go to tfradio.net/Roku if you have a Roku account. It'll take you right to a page where you click add, and it adds the RFC channel right to your Roku. Or you can go through the user interface, go to the channel store on your Roku and go to special interests. So we're there with all the bikini channels and stuff like that. So maybe add one of those too while you're there.
I am not wearing a bikini.
Special interest. Thank you, Don.
Yes, Don, that was great. Thank you. Because I forgot to put that in the show notes.
No, I mean, thank you for not wearing a bikini on the show.
And Don, if you want to see some of my reviews, they'll also be on the RFC.
Are they on bikinis, channel. Diecast?
They will. I can probably. I mean, Cup would look pretty good in one.
So I'm a little behind on getting the most recent Diecast reviews up there, but I will have them all up there by the end of the weekend. So a lot of great stuff there. We really appreciate your support, and add the channel, watch it there, because it's great. It's my favorite way of watching the show. Again, we are going to be at Jolanta March 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's going to be freaking awesome. We'll have panels and all sorts of stuff. If you're not able to make it, we will have our panels that in podcast form. But of course, it's always best to be there live and interact. We're actually talking about maybe streaming some of the stuff live, which we kind of did with did we do that at BotCon? Was anybody here with me at BotCon 2010? No. I think we did a little bit of streaming at BotCon 2010. We did a lot of streaming at Shardicon, at least stuff at our table. Mm-hmm. Yes, Diecast, JT Hogg is going to be there.
Didn't we stream our panel at Shardicon? Or did we just record
it? We recorded it and I posted it, the video, later. So
And if you watch the stream, you'll probably see me beating the crap out of JT Hogg.
So
no, you've mispronounced that, Diecast. You'll see you beaten the crap out of by JT Hogg. That's some odd grammar you're using there. But honestly,
Diecast, you haven't wrestled in how many years?
It's been a while.
JT was just crowned the king of his promotion this past weekend. He is actively wrestling, and he is a top talent there. I mean, man, you better do some practicing.
Does he have a belt I can steal?
Not currently. He was the Ohio State champion, I think, was his best, the top title that he earned, which is, I think, is pretty awesome.
Either way, the point is, get you to the hyperbolic time chamber, Diecast.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Maybe you'll hit Super Saiyan 2, but not the good Super Saiyan 2,
or,
the crappy one.
No, head to Namek and just keep turning the gravity accelerator up and you'll be fine.
I come from Philadelphia, you know, it's Rocky Town.
That's true.
Or just have a training montage with a nice 80s nice 80s music layover, so
get beaten to within an inch of your life and keep eating Sensu beans. And then maybe that'll happen.
Well, he's not a Saiyan, so he's not going to get the power boost. So I don't think that's really.
We don't know he's Saiyan. You've seen his hair sometimes, right?
I don't think that's natural, though.
Nothing about Dragon Ball Z is natural, and you're making correlations.
I need your.
I would ask a really technical and nerdy Dragon Ball Z question, but we're not the podcast for that, so I'll save it for later.
I need to be watching Dragon Ball Super now that it's on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, you need to be watching the filler episodes between the first two story arcs and watch Battle of Gods and Resurrection F as movies. That will be your best experience.
That's true. Okay, yeah. So you can find all of our shows on tfradio.net. That's our website. Everything that we post is there. We are also on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. The good folks at tformers.com, Jack and Jay, we have been partnering with T-Formers now for years, 8, 9, I don't even remember how long it's been. But of course, check out all of the news at T-Formers. You can find our shows there. Basically every show we've done for years. Our friends at Unicron.com also have put out their TFDB app, and you can find our shows there, and Diecast reviews as well.
Awesome app. Everyone needs to download that app. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's I love it. Also we're on Instagram, at TF Podcast, Twitter at TF Radio. We are all over the place. We make it very easy to find us. I am personally on Twitter at B Kilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Diecast is.
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2. And just want to let everyone know this week I posted Fans Toys Lupus for review. And of course, Titans Return Top Spin. And they're up on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Sweet. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR, or I can be reached using the TF Radio or TFYLP hashtags. I'll pick it up that way as well.
Do we have hashtags?
Or you can see Don at Jolanta.
Yes, That's
where he'll
awesome.
Be doing a
Donanomics. That is gonna be so great. It's gonna be so awesome. Hey, actually, while I'm thinking about it, see here, Jolanta, Donanomics. I just completely lost my train of thought, so it's not important. Chris,
what? Oh, Twitter, ChrisRTXV, and also T-Formers and T-Formers TV on YouTube. Everything I do kind of goes through one of those places.
Awesome, Matt.
On Twitter, at Malvar, that's with 3 L's and 2 R's. I'm there because Kilby put me there, so if you're not a fan of my tweets, blame Kilby.
Yep. Rob?
I am at RAC2750. I also write at T-Formers, and my reviews show up there and on YouTube at T-Formers TV. And also the figure reviewers Twitter will be, you know, constantly retweeting our reviews for T-Formers as well, if you want to follow that.
So
you're doing some non-Transformers stuff on your Flailthroughs channel, right?
I am. Mostly at the moment, it is Gundam figure reviews. I actually have some of those that are newer than 10 years old up there currently.
Nice.
Wow.
In the future, I'm going to be doing some Kamen Rider Gaim candy toys. I'm just waiting for something I need to make sure that all the foil stickers stay in place.
It's
a glue stick, isn't it?
It is a glue stick.
Is figurereviews.com still active?
No.
It is not.
Okay.
We don't have the time to keep it up anymore, and it was just kind of depressing us only updating it once a year.
Did you make the transition to the new server, or is it just gone?
The content is uploaded to the new server. The domain is kind of I still own the domain. It's just not pointing anywhere right now.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
I probably need to fix that when I go renew in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know and we'll get it set up. John, are you there?
Yeah.
How do people
Twitter,
get a hold of
John D. Hit me up.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back next week for Radio Free Cybertron 504. Not certain what we'll talk about yet because news hasn't happened yet. Well, thank you guys for being here. Thank you everyone out there for watching or listening. We will catch you later. Bye.
See you later.
Later.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?